Welcome to the Occupational Safety Leadership Podcast, Episode 12, Safety Data Sheets. There's no way that we could cover everything about the SDS in a single episode, so today we will focus on Section 4, First Aid Measures. Let's just dive right in. So, First Aid Measures. It's basically always going to be in Section 4, and what they're going to do is talk about the initial care that untrained responders should give. So this is super important to know that it could be totally different out of hospital, of course, you know, but this is a untrained responder in the workplace. And it's gonna kind of talk about things like routes of exposure. And when we think about that, we think about we're gonna breathe it, it's gonna get in our skin and our eyes, we're gonna ingest it in some kind of a fashion. So this is what it is, what we're going to do when we provide aid, and it's also aid that an untrained responder will provide. And it's going to talk about the descriptions, signs and symptoms of exposure. Are there going to be, is it going to be acute? Are you going to know it like right from the get-go? Or is it going to be kind of a delayed thing where quite possibly the person discovers it when they've already left the workplace? And so is it acute? You know it right then and there. It happened in the workplace, or delayed. It takes a while to build, and maybe the person's already at home. It's also going to talk about immediate medical care and anything special. So there are a couple of chemicals out there that are have very, very special needs when it comes to giving first aid. Some chemicals will want you to purposely vomit, whereas others will say do not make the person vomit. Some say give the person oxygen, whereas others will say just move them to a atmosphere without the chemical in it. So this is where the details of the first aid are really found. Let's look at this very first one here, acetone. So very, very common solvent found in a lot of industrial workplaces out there. And it's going to talk about eye contact, skin contact. If you breathe it, ingest it. And of course, we always think there's no way that we could ever ingest something. But if it's on your fingers are on that sandwich, you then eat that sandwich. There's other ways for it to come in contact with your eyes. Again, if it's on your fingers and you're rubbing your eyes, you're picking your nose, there's all kinds of ways where it can get inside of you then. So, but generally, let's just look at the skin contact for this one here, for acetone. Wash off immediately with plenty of water for 15 minutes. So the standard rule is under a safety shower, a eye wash, underneath some kind of a way that you're gonna rinse it off for 15 minutes. There are just a very few chemicals, and we'll talk about one in the next couple of slides here that break that rule. And this is one of them here, hydrofluoric acid at 49%. So in this one here, we're just gonna kind of focus on the skin contact because it is something that is so different than all the rest. With skin contact with hydrofluoric acid, they talk about getting you under a eye wash, a safety shower, and all that for 5 minutes only. You're going to wash off everything that you can, and at the same time, somebody else is getting the calcium gluconate gel, and this is where you're going to apply it to the burn area then. And of course, like all things, you have to go for follow-up treatment. You can't do the shower, you can't do the eye wash, you can't follow the first aid steps on the SDS and then say, all right, you're good, you're awesome, hop back into the workplace and keep on going. You always have to go down for follow-up steps because this is just very general initial steps the person takes until they can get to professional medical place, you know, hospital, urgent care places are popping up around here and stuff. So that was it for hydrofluoric acid. And for that one, we chose to focus in on skin contact only because this is the one that breaks that general rule of 15 minutes for either the eye wash or the safety shower. And along with this, we're going to talk about the signs and symptoms. It just says symptoms may be delayed. And so with hydrofluoric acid, I just know from handling it out in industry for 25, I guess almost 30 years at this point, it's not like other acids where other acids will give you that burn right from the get-go, and you know it. There's no doubt in your mind. This one here kind of gets on your skin and kind of starts to go down. It feels warm. It feels kind of hot, but it generally takes a couple hours for this thing to really kind of come back to life, you know. Our next one here, we're going to talk about nitrogen, but this is going to be in the gas form. We're not going to be talking about the liquid form. In a liquid form, it's minus 330 degrees. So in this form, we're just going to talk about the gas only. So this is also commonly found out in the workplace. They use this as a blanket on top of things like flammable chemicals because it doesn't have any oxygen, so obviously it can't add to the fire. It takes away the fire hazard, the fire damage, you know. So let's just talk about breathing it, because the big thing with nitrogen, of course, is that there's no smell, no taste, no nothing. You don't know it's there, but what it does is that it displaces the oxygen out there. So anything that displaces the oxygen means that you're getting less oxygen, and when that happens, you then end up. There's no real signs and symptoms. You could start to get a headache. You could have trouble with fine motor skills because you're just kind of getting less and less oxygen out there. So the big thing with this one, it says move to a uncontaminated area. Oh, and with this one, we're going to focus on breathing only. We're not really going to focus in on the other ones because it's a gas. So it talks about moving the person to a uncontaminated area, and then give oxygen if breathing is difficult then. So, like all things, you have to go for follow-up professional medical attention. And the last one we'll discuss today in today's safety short, your everyday common gasoline. So all of us have been at the pump and we've looked down at the hazards, and it'll talk about, hey, if this gets in your eyes or your skin, ingestion, what happens if you breathe it, you know, and it always says things like move to fresh air and all that. Let's talk about if you got everyday gasoline in your eyes then. So if it comes in contact with your eyes, it says that you're going to go to a eye wash and use the eye wash for a minimum of 15 minutes. Now, one thing with the eye wash is that your eyeball, chemical or no chemical, does not want anything to touch it. So you will probably have to physically hold your eyes open with your fingers to really get that real good flushing in there, because your eye does not want anything to touch it. And like all things, you have to go for that follow-up medical attention. You just can't say, awesome, I got my eyes rinsed, I'm good. You know, you got to go down for follow-up medical attention. And that's it for episode 12. We sat down and just talked about a couple of SDS sheets out there. We only focused on section 4, first aid measures out there. And again, this is for the untrained person. To just give you that initial care until, of course, professional help arrives, or you get the person down to the hospital. So, episode 12 done. Thank you for joining me so much. My name is Dr. Ayers, and have a safe day.